so much for coming out today. And I think most people made it under the rotunda before the rain really hit. So, and now you're stuck here with me. So, thank you very much for being here. You know, I grew up here in the Hudson Valley. And when I was a little kid, no one wanted to go near the river. It was here, but it was, in some sense, almost it was the elephant in the room with the condition of the Hudson River. And for years and years, many champions worked to clean this river and bring it back. And that's been good not only for our natural environment, now that young people and everyone can go down to the river the way I couldn't and enjoy it for recreation, but it's been great for our economy too, where we see the rebirth of our river towns, the rebirth of our waterfronts. So we know that strong environmental policy and good business policy as well. And the same is true when we look to the future of energy. And we have such an important decision to make, and it's an important decision for our nation, but also for this region. I'm running against Congressman Chris Gibson. Now, the congressman in his brief tenure in Washington has managed to, yes, get himself on the Sierra Cubs list of the six dirtiest members of Congress because of his dedication for support for the biggest polluting industries. He's scored a 17 from the League of Conservation Voters out of 100. And last time I checked, 17's a failing grade. And that's not just failing for a scorecard, that is failing the constituents of upstate New York. What are the reasons why he's gotten such poor grades and poor reviews? Because he's been not answering to the people here, but instead answering to the corporate interests that fund his campaigns. So voting to give billions of dollars of taxpayer subsidies to the biggest oil companies. Voting in line with the cement interests that back him, not even to monitor emissions from cement plants that are near daycare centers and senior housing, maternity wards. Saying that he wants to eliminate the Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Education too, the Department of Energy. And making one of his goals that he championed from the time he was a candidate to his early days in Congress, championing the idea that we should build a new nuclear power plant in upstate New York. Something that the folks here make absolutely clear they don't want. But even after what we saw happen in Japan, the congressman was widely reported saying, this is gonna get done. We're gonna make it happen here. So what he wanted to do was aptly described as his pet project. Now at the same time as he was pushing for that, this gives you a window into the way he looks at the future of energy. He voted to slash the budget for nuclear inspectors. That would lead to 6,000 fewer nuclear inspectors and thousands fewer people trained in what to do in the event of a nuclear catastrophe. So you have on the one hand a drive for a particular kind of power and a simultaneous drive to make it less safe, to make sure, rather than make sure that the communities in which it would be located are safe, to take the steps that the industry is asking for to save them costs, allow them to do it cheaper. That is not the right approach, especially as we consider not just the issue of nuclear energy, but the issue of natural gas exploration or fracking here. When you look at someone who's driven for those old forms of energy and not concerned about the safety of the communities in which they occur. We have such better opportunities here in the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. We have tremendous opportunities for renewables, green energy, green industry, green jobs. We have tremendous projects going on with biofuels blessed by the environmental community. Opportunities in the solar industry. We have solar farms ready to go in Ulster County, for example. And great biofuels opportunities from the east to the western end of the district, and opportunities in wind and other directions as well. These are the areas that we need to nurture and ensure that we grow in, because they're smart for our environment and smart for our homeowners and our consumers and our businesses. Those are the directions that we can go in. That's a way of moving our communities forward, building on what makes our communities great, ensuring that our energy policy isn't in conflict with our environmental policy and our business plans for these communities. And that's the way that if I'm privileged to serve you, that I will be dedicating. So I thank you for being here on the shores of the river that runs through this incredibly beautiful district, this incredibly sustainable district, and a district that can absolutely thrive without jeopardizing this river or the farmland here in the east or the mountains to the west. And that's what I pledge to do. So thank you for joining us today, and looking forward to talking with folks individually. And then we have some folks from the press who are eager to make sure that they know where the citizens of upstate New York stand when it comes to the direction of energy here. Thank you very much. And now we're all welcome to stand here as long as the rain lasts. Enjoy the view.
Yes. I just.